216 days till new halving, crypto fear index at 43, which is fear, and Bitcoin is currently trading at 26.6k. It's been a while since the last time I made an episode. It was, the last episode was in June. Right now is September, so it's technically been 3 months. And it's pretty much was the same as we've been expecting, that the first green candle of reversal on MACD on a monthly time frame would be the top, and as you can see, the highest point in the current, at least in the current, how you can call it, short-term momentum, right? Is the first green candle, which is 31.8k on a Bitcoin. So yeah, it was pretty predictable. So I did sell some, actually bought a car, so I did have some fun with those money. But what's the next big thing for the Bitcoin that is coming is obviously halving. And if you're gonna compare it to the previous cycle, which again we do have clear correlation with the previous cycle, which was happening in 2019, right? So we're gonna have some weird, scuffed trading, up and down, pretty much in this flat range. I guess we're gonna be trading in somewhere 25, maybe 30k. So again, if you're gonna have even bigger correlation with the previous cycle, I do hope we're not gonna have the new pandemic, which was happening in March. We got a little bit more than half of the year left for the halving. Approximately it's gonna be April of the next year. So that should be the point that you should be watching, I guess, starting to accumulate. Again, if it's gonna be dropping even more, again the same way as we may see some maybe black swans, the same way as it was a pandemic, right? So it's gonna be the points of accumulation. Again, if you're gonna be having extra cash, you're gonna have, I think you're gonna have a lot of time to earn some extra cash for accumulation before the halving's gonna start, because after the halving, that's the beginning of the bull run. And again, we don't have a lot of time left actually for a new halving, which again, 216 days, it seems like a lot, but it's not. I remember the episode when I was making, it was is it my first one, but I remember it was 1,000 days, and now we got like 200. So yeah, time goes by pretty fast in the crypto when you don't look at the even daily time frame. I don't look at the daily time frame, what is happening daily. Some back and forth trading. Weekly is the minimum that I'm watching, but monthly is, that's where the golden cross of watching time frames is, I guess. Yeah, pretty comfortable time frame to look at, and you don't get nervous in crypto as you can in the daily. So yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for this episode. I guess the next episode would be in the next 2-3 months. I don't think it's gonna be in the next month, since we don't have a lot of things happening in Bitcoin until the halving, right? Or maybe some black swan. If some black swan will happen, obviously I'm gonna make an episode, but right now you can see we literally got no news, nothing's happening. everything. I gotta check the volume, but it's in Coinbase, so yeah, even the volume, you can see volume is completely dead. Yeah, everybody is just sleeping in the Bitcoin, waiting for a halving, accumulating cash, and I guess buying as low as possible. So yeah, to the moon, to the moon, to the moon.